Yes.
Now, yesterday we had the blokes who could do human bagpipes, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now we've got something a lot better than that. Hello, Michael Winslow.
How you doing, man?
Oh, my God.
I'm on the air. What's up?
I'm
sorry. Hello. Amazing. Good evening. Good afternoon. Hello.
One amazing voice you got there. Now,
if you've got a lot of people here.
Yes, of course.
Yes, okay. Oh, God.
I don't think we're needed.
No. if you don't know him, he's best known as playing Sergeant Lovell, Motormouth Jones in the Police Academy films.
Spaceballs with Mel Brooks.
Spaceballs. It sounded a bit like this.
Yes, that was the left one.
Game over.
And this.
Hi. Want to write?
Now, you can do, sound effects with your voice, but you can do instruments as well, right?
Yeah, yes, if necessary.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
I've got one of your new tracks here.
Master.
Yes.
It's ready.
Good.
The new voice box human device.
It's what does
ready.
It do here?
Shall I open the door, Master?
Yes, turn it off.
Yes. Yeah.
Here it comes.
So in that, what is you?
All of it.
All of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Now that's confusing.
You know who we are. You heard this on the C, on the B. You only get the real stuff here.
Amazing. Here. Can I ask? I need someone to be a harp for me quite soon, because I've promised someone that I'll play the harp at a wedding, and I can't actually play it at all. And you could be the answer to all my problems, Michael.
And you want the fat lady to sing then?
I just need. I promised someone that I would play a harp at their wedding.
Oh.
So, I mean, could you maybe hide behind me and be a harp?
Hey, you know what? Anything's possible nowadays.
Mm. How would that work, though? Because obviously, you would still need a harp in front of you.
Yeah.
It'd be fairly obvious if Michael was
with
just...
With no strings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then you could just maybe do the harp for me. I don't know. It's just something I thought about, that's all.
Yeah.
I haven't thought that through.
No. Well, time flies when you're having none, so continue.
Now, how did you first realise you can make all these sounds?
Well, according to my mom, I always did this.
Right.
Because I grew up on an Air Force base, so of course, all the time I would hear... Kind of like Heathrow this morning.
And then you just started to imitate the noises.
Yeah, and I started using it for therapeutic. I mean, people actually need this. And now Dr. Phil said I can hear a rat on cotton, so so I learned how to do stuff like this. Relaxing.
Okay, man, welcome to Jamaica. Enjoy the red stripe. Rapier!
Did you find that helpful as a kid, or did you get into more trouble?
Dude, make another noise, Winslow.
Yeah, make another noise, Winslow.
Come on, man, make a noise, man.
That's when I go kung fu fighting.
Hey, man, don't mess with that dude no more. Man, stay with that dude, man. He'll Chris Tucker you, man.
Anything you want to ask?
I can't really contribute there.
Do you have to practice to get new noises, or are they all there already?
You learn. You know, the helicopter thing, I mean, I couldn't do the actual helicopter. I had to do the turning it on first. You have to start at a certain point.
Right.
Now, you guys make noises. I understand your name is Sue. Yeah, you guys make noises too, so...
Susan.
Before you...
yes, of course, darling.
You gotta do stuff like, you have to start it first. And then go from there.
Are you gonna try?
No, I'm right. You have to take your headphones off there and everything. You're really getting into it.
Now, pay attention, Bond. This is your exploding hedgehog. And turn it upside down. Lift the tail. And look here. Stinger missiles. Under the naughty bits. 50 caliber machine gun.
Yeah, that's nice, kid. It's not bad at all, kid.
Maybe this is the weirdest interview we've ever done. But I quite like
I get in trouble. That's what I do. My job is to help everybody forget about the rent.
I like that.
That's our job. That's our job here.
It's working.
Yeah. So what are you doing apart from the noises? What are you doing here in the UK? What are you here at the moment?
We're playing all the universities, all the colleges. We're going to be doing a special, special tour. We're going to be here for the next month or so.
All right.
So we're going to be in your area. So anybody listening out there, you want to have a good time, come see us. Okay. That's our job, is to help you forget about the rent.
So you're playing for the students. Chappers here does that a lot.
You do that a lot as well.
Hello, Chopper.
No. Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
You know who that is?
Hi.
What's your name?
Brathina.
Okay. That's Brathina, Chopper.
Is it?
Yeah. I got something. Have I been like. Have I got something for you. Later.
Somebody put some in my tea.
Whoa. I don't know, but you better stop it. You're going to go blind, Mark.
Now, can I ask you, tonight my flatmate, who is a comedian, is doing a stand-up gig. He's in the quarterfinals of this stand-up comedy competition today.
Excellent.
Any tips?
Good luck to him.
Any tips? And should he start adding sound effects into his routine to make himself a bit better? Even though I hear he's quite good these days.
Well, you know what? You got to use what's best for you. Now, some folks do noises. Some folks do voices. Mm-hmm. Some folks have the octave to go for everything from really high to...
The Barry White baby is all about love.
So you practice. Oh, all I can tell him is practice, practice, practice. Like when a salesperson calls, you just go. Hello?
Housekeeping. Hello? You want clean?
I'd like to buy it.
And now, you're a bad man. You want spanky spank.
They won't call back.
That must be really helpful because they call me all the time. And if I could do that.
Yeah, they call you again. And you call back again. Chinese food. Where you at, Chinese food? Shut up, you're not done.
There you go. Next time you get one of those calls, do that.
Yeah. I think it's harder than he makes it look. Right, Michael's with us. In a minute, there's something I'd like to run past you. We've been writing some romantic novels on this show recently.
Oh, have you? You've been writing stuff like...
And then... The small animal said...
Oh, yeah, I like the chicken in me, some of you, yeah.
And then...
Very similar.
That kind of thing.
And then the two punks said...
Oh, my God.
did we just kill the needles?
I think you've just broken the mic, actually, yeah. Can you speak again?
Hang on. Cycle DBE and Dolby tone? No, we're back on the air.
You're back. Okay, I've got something to
buy
you.
That 007, that's my lunch.
Some new romance I've written today. Me and Laura have written today.
Oh,
he's just doing chicken noises now, so I'll just keep talking. And it's by Stephanie Black, our pen name. And we'd like you to help us out with it in a minute, if that's okay, Michael.
And music provided by the thrash group Blood Clot.
Okay.
I have no idea what's happening. Niles Barkley and Run, this is Radio 1 with Scott. Just a few texts coming in. We've got M driving home in Devon saying, this is the most random interview ever. Really funny, but odd. Kevin Dunstable had to pull over because he's laughing so much. Paul in Liverpool says, oh my God, what the hell is going on? Matt on the A47, I've had to stop the car for a wee because I've been laughing so much.
Flippers.
Are all of them noises coming out of that dude's mouth? Bet. Damn right they are. Michael Winslow is with us.
Welcome to Ultra Reels. Let's begin.
I have no idea what's going on, so I'm just going to keep talking. Now, what happened a while ago was I saw a girl who was about 19, 20, she was reading a romantic novel on the train, and I thought only old people read romantic fiction, but it turns out our listeners, young people, cannot get enough of it. They love it. So, we have created...
Hey, man, why do you make the pages stick together? You kids get out of here, man.
A new story called Getting a Filling.
Do you think we'll get through this?
By Stephanie Black.
And Cartman, they're going to do something on the radio.
That's me, kick
ass. Stephanie Black's latest novel stars Scott Mills as the narrator, Laura Sayers as Wanda Ringhands, Mark Chapman as Dr. Big Love, and Michael Winslow as All the Noises. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It wasn't just Wanda's tooth that ached. It was her heart, too. She ached for the man who spent his time with his fingers in her mouth. She dreamt of his fingers. For in Wanda's mind, Dr. Big Love was more than just a dentist.
More, baby.
Whenever she sat in his chair, gazing into his eyes, she dreamed it wasn't on the NHS. She dreamed that she was going private with the dentist. The dream was always the same. Dr. Big Love would be drilling away.
Look out! Hold that doll! I'll get it for you! Look out! I'll make it go in there! Okay, doctor! I think it's ready! Okay! I drilled myself! That is not good!
At her teeth. Then suddenly, the drill would stop. He would move the automatic, mechanical, state-of-the-art dentist chair into a high position. And he'd say,
Miss Wanda, I've been thinking about you a lot, and I...
Wanda would put her finger up to the dentist's mouth.
Shh.
She'd say,
I know.
Then they would slowly kiss.
Mm. Is that cherry?
Will today be the day?
She wondered as she sat on the bus. She's on the bus.
Sorry, it stinks today. Haven't got it fixed yet. That's it. Let's figure it. It's London buses.
She'd certainly been eating enough sweets to warrant having some more work done on her teeth. She crunched another hard-boiled sweet for breakfast.
Please let him give me a filling,
she said to herself and giggled. The bus doors opened. This was her stop. She got off the bus and watched it drive off.
Sorry, kitty.
She walked past the men doing roadworks. Their drills just...
Over here, I've got something for you, and it's not a drill. That's pretty bloody good, eh?
You're all shut up, both of you. Back to work, albatross.
No, not for lunch. Come on, shut up then.
Their drills just didn't do it for her. It was Dr. Big Love's drilling that she craved.
Maybe this will be the last day I get the bus,
she thought to herself.
Dr. Big Love has a Ferrari. He could take me in that.
She imagined... She imagined Dr. She imagined Dr. Big Love revving his Ferrari engine.
What do you think of that, Wanda? Fancy the ride of your life?
He'd say.
Oh, Dr. Big Love.
And she'd imagine the Ferrari zooming off with them both inside.
Driving on the Autobahn.
Back to reality. And Wanda opened the door to the dentist's surgery. In the waiting room, a baby was crying. She went up... She went up to the desk where the receptionist was playing with a remote control, trying to find a TV station she wanted to watch.
This is BBC Radio, London.
BBC Radio, New York. Hey, man.
Just then...
BBC, I got no stinky BBC. All I got is what I got here, man.
Just then, the tannoy announced her name.
Wandering hands to Dr. Big Love surgery, please. Wandering hands to Dr. Big Love surgery. Oh, they are big.
That was quick.
Maybe he's been looking out the window and waiting for me to arrive.
Wanda thought to herself. She opened the door. It creaked slightly as she shut it behind her. And there he was. In all his glory. Not like
in a...
Not in all his glory, obviously. Not like that. He was just pulling on a pair of rubber gloves. Wanda greeted him.
Good morning.
Not like that.
Good morning.
Well, yeah. Hello, Wanda.
Said right. Dr. Big Love.
That's a big pair of gloves you got there.
Even his voice made her quiver.
Are we going to give you a good checkup today?
Oh, yes, yeah. Please, Dr. Big Love.
Wanda replied. She sat on the chair and the dentist... the dentist moved it into position.
Yo, man, check that out, man. I want me one of them chairs. Yo.
Open wide,
he said, getting out his tools.
Certainly, Dr. Big Love,
said Wanda.
I'm going to give you a filling,
said the dentist.
I'd like that, Dr. Big Love,
said Wanda.
You may feel a little prick.
Just then, they were interrupted...
Hey, will you call me?
Just then, they were interrupted by the phone ringing. The dentist picked up the phone.
Hello, Dr. Big Love. Hang on. Hello, Dr. Big Love speaking.
Wanda could only hear one side of the conversation.
What? No, I'm rather busy right now. Yeah, I've got a big one. That's right, root canal. Nah, it could be some time.
With that, Wanda breathed in deeply. Her chest filled with air, but it was all too much for her tight blouse. The top three buttons all pinged off as she struggled to stay inside the shirt. Dr. Big Love put the phone down.
I'm sorry about that,
he said kindly.
Emergency case, but you know I've got something far more pressing here.
Wanda longed for him to do something pressing with her, even though she had no clue what that meant.
Do you mind if I dim the lights?
Said Dr. Big Love. He flicked a switch. The lights dimmed.
Do you mind if I draw the curtains?
He flicked another switch. The curtains closed.
Can I... pour you... They've never made that noise before. Can I pour you a glass of... a mouthwash? Sorry, it's all I've got.
He poured her a glass of the bright blue liquid.
I have the special for you. I have the special love, a mouthwash. Welcome to... this for you.
Sorry about my dental, nurse. Do you mind if I put on some music?
He said. The dentist turned on the radio, changing channels to find something suitable for seduction.
Miss Wanda.
Wanda dropped her glass of mouthwash and it smashed on the floor.
Oh, Dr. Big Love,
she said, and went to kiss him.
Oh, Wanda.
The rest of Wanda's shirt buttons pinged off in excitement. Just then, there was a loud noise.
What about me? We're inside the shirt. There was I'm the left one. I'm the right one. What about us, hey?
There was a loud noise as the dentist...
Come up there with me.
As the dentist drill started. Wanda opened her eyes. She saw the dentist above her, looking intently into her mouth, a face mask covering his mouth. She'd nodded off for a moment and had been dreaming. She was getting a filling, all right.
Here we go,
said Dr. Big Love.
I'm putting it in now.
And that's the end of Stephanie Black's Getting a Filling.
God, it was the longest 5 minutes of my life.
Thank you very much, Michael. Right, Duffy coming next on Radio 1. It's 5:01. Here's a news and sport update with Anna and Mark.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
The parents of a...